The House in Santa Fe by Judy Darling. I have problems sleeping in a room with lime green walls and Shiva's coal-lined eyes watching down on me. I can't relax in a living room splashed with orange walls. My coffee is acidic, my yogurt sour, in a breakfast room with purple and apple green walls. There are no blank spaces here, and I resist this cluttered house which I have traded for 3 weeks. Is this Santa Fe? My dreams are of quiet sandstone, Pueblo tones and textures, vista views of the Sangre de Cristos. Instead, I see goddesses and Buddhas, languid looks draped in gold, orange, 47 wildly patterned throw pillows, a large jeweled butterfly hanging from a lamp, bulbless, inert. Doorways are hung with wrought iron and bells, windows covered in printed Indian fabrics, no two alike, and tacked shut to keep out light and, I guess, the neighbors. In the living room, a purple canopy swings above an airbed, swathed in rich silver and deep blue metallic. It is art, not to be sat on, clearly. Even the lamps are darkened, void of bulbs, beaded, fringed. Are they merely decorative? I sit gingerly on the sofa, afraid to disturb the silk patterns of fuchsia and orange throws that have been tucked around the sedate beige of the original. I look for a place to rest my eyes and discover that they must be closed to the sense-fate assault that disturbs me. Even the shower, my usual retreat and respite, shines with turquoise in a dark blue light overhead that fades to green and red and gold. It casts an eerie glow and makes my skin look glum and gray as I lather and rinse. The walls in here are bright aqua, the window covered in sculpted linen. A beaded clip holds it in place, but crashes to the floor one morning when I open the window to let fresh Santa Fe breezes blow into the room. The beads scatter. One even drops into the toilet. I dutifully fish it out in a decorous rescue. I decide this house must be for dancing, not sitting, reading, watching TV, talking on the phone, or napping. I resist and resist, stay away, avoid, dread the confused, bright darkness that greets me when I return each day from Santa Fe sojourns. The portal is a front porch shambles of junk, the yard furnished in aging redwood bark and white rocks, two rusting cafe chairs tipped over, a shredded yard umbrella on the ground, blue plastic recycled bins rest against the classic coyote fence. I pity the three wilted rose bushes planted in dry sand. The hose has no faucet available, so I rescue the cracked watering can and begin a hopeful process of resurrection. The woman who lives here is a mystery, a spirit clearly in search of an identity. There are five altars, but the direction is mixed. Tapestries in Hebrew alongside Hindu goddesses, candles burned, the dance of the feminine, it appears, swirls through the colors, textures, her own eclectic world of culture and art and belief. So what am I to do? My house has beige walls, serene, simple order, paintings that reflect landscapes done in water acrylics, an English garden of roses and lavender, framed prints of Cezanne, Monet, a field of Colorado wildflowers. Is she uneasy in my house with its quiet walls and open windows? There are no peacock feathers on the hearth, that's for sure. No urge to dance, I project. I am gathered by my resistance, my need for light, open doors, serenity and simplicity, a flowered garden, in a word, my comfort. One Sunday afternoon, I sit on the rusty chair amid the rocks and thinning bark, the warm, dry air lifted by a breeze. Above the barren yard is the sky. It only takes a moment to be aware that in the clouds I see the reason to be here. So there really is only one thing to do with all of it, the chaos of this house that prickles my senses. I must clear a space, wrap myself in silken beads, pick up the peacock feathers, and dance.